We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Friday morning, Friday the 13th, as it turns out. I'm Lee Harris in the newsroom. We have Glenn Shuck and John Montone out there this morning. Still no suspects under arrest in the murder of Barnard freshman Tessa Majors. There is a reward, and there was a vigil on the campus last night. And Glenn Shuck is live on the Barnard campus this morning. Glenn?
And a huge turnout for that vigil, Lee. Hundreds and hundreds. In fact, there were so many. If you're familiar with the campus, they have these large front gates and near the courtyard. The courtyard was filled, and people came right onto the street to the point where they couldn't even hear the people who were speaking. That's how many showed up here. Many left flowers and candles as well. And, of course, a lot of the people are asking the same question, including this college trustee. How could this happen here, and why?
I think we sort of had hoped that nothing like this was possible. And so now I think we just have to rethink and be more careful and more thoughtful.
There have been some troubling signs of danger returning here in recent months with a bunch of robberies in Morningside Park. Although, as we'll hear from the Chief of Detectives, Mr. Harrison, he's saying he doesn't believe that this killing is linked to any recent robberies in the park.
As we go further, we'll keep everybody updated regarding if there is any connection with any of the other incidents that might have happened around that park. But right now, we don't see a connection with any of the other incidents.
No suspect in custody. In fact, as we've been talking about this morning, they had two juveniles. They questioned them for several hours yesterday. They were persons of interest. They said they had their guardians with them. Again, questioned them for a couple hours and then let them go. So no arrests. Police helicopters have been back out here this morning. They've put out some light towers near the park and near the campus, increasing some patrols as well. And we should mention also, Lee, that grief counselors are still available not only at Barnard College, but at Columbia as well nearby for students who need that. They'll remain here through at least through the weekend. It's really a tough time for students here. They have finals next week and certainly many other things on their minds right now.
All right, Glenn Shuck, live from the Barnard campus on the All Local this morning. New Jersey Attorney General Gerber Graywall has gone ahead now and made official what everybody already suspected about Tuesday's murderous rampage in Jersey City.
We believe that the suspects held views that reflected hatred of the Jewish people, as well as a hatred of law enforcement. We are still working to determine how they selected their particular targets for these attacks.
The main target being a kosher market. Investigators turning their attention now to the Black Hebrew Israelites. The killers were believed to be followers. There was a vigil last night for the victims on the campus of Jersey City University. Among those taking part, this friend of Douglas Rodriguez, who was murdered in the market.
We love him. We miss him. But we know we will be fine because he believes in Jesus.
Governor Murphy has ordered flags around New Jersey flown at half staff through next Friday. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation says it will cover the mortgage on the home of Jersey City Detective Joseph Seals, who was killed by the attackers when he spotted them acting suspiciously in a Jersey City cemetery. A groper got three women in 23 minutes Tuesday night in Harlem. The attacks took place in the vicinity of the 145th Street St. Nicholas subway station. Cops say he followed a 27-year-old woman out of the station, followed her several blocks to 149th and Broadway before grabbing her buttocks. A few minutes later, he grabbed a 26-year-old woman's groin at 147th and St. Nicholas. He then went back to the station where he grabbed a 22-year-old woman on the steps, covered her mouth, fondled her buttocks, and shoved her to the floor before running off. There is surveillance video of this guy, and we're putting it up at 1010winds.com. A burglar who used a fire escape to get into an apartment on the Upper East Side left with quite a haul. He wasn't exactly smooth. He smashed a brick through a window to get into a fifth-floor apartment at 84th and 1st, but cops say he made off with $15,000 worth of jewelry, clothing, electronics, and cash. We have surveillance video of this guy also up at 1010winds.com. If he looks like anyone you know, the NYPD would appreciate a call. After some hearings yesterday, New Jersey lawmakers will vote Monday on a proposal that would let voters decide whether recreational marijuana should be legalized in the state. For that to happen, the proposal would have to pass with a 3/5 majority in a single year. Otherwise, it would take a simple majority in two consecutive years. Up until now, lawmakers have not been able to agree on how to implement legalization in New Jersey. As the platitude goes, 'tis better to give than to receive, unless, of course, we're talking about regifting, which at this time of year we usually are, and John Montone is. He's live in Fort Lee this morning. What's going on there, John?
Lee, when you pound the pavement and approach people with the 1010 Winds microphone, you find out just how prevalent the practice of regifting is. And then if there are re-gifters, of course, there are re-giftees. Now, serial re-gifters happen to be teachers. You know, their class gives them the gifts, especially in the lower grades, and they end up with like 21 candles and 8 boxes of candy they'll never eat. So they re-wrap them. One fellow, Joshua, admitted to me he not only re-wraps a new gift, he'll rewrap used gifts. He gets some pleasure, derives some pleasure out of them, and then passes them along. Worst re-gift, a young guy named Carlos, who got this for Christmas.
I got some shoes in a box, but it looked kind of phony. I wasn't going to wear those shoes, man. Who knows who been through those shoes?
He raises a good point. You never do know.
Yes, and it gets even worse because Carlos said both shoes were for the same foot. Two right shoes.
Yeah.
No left shoe.
No left shoe.
Well, there are circumstances where that might work. Maybe, you know, in case of an amputee or something. Other than that, it's not a good gift.
I was talking to a fellow named Angelo who said he's very difficult to shop for. People usually just give him money. And then he says, and he re-gifts that. I said, so you get a 50 in an envelope and then you pass along the 50? And he sort of hesitated. I said, or do you take a little taste for yourself and maybe pass along 40? And he laughed and said, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, it's commission, it's called. All right, look, as re-gifts go, U.S. cash is probably the best you could hope for.
Absolutely, and Angelo just takes the VIG, and he's done with it.
Okay, well, let's do this story again next year. John Montone, live on the All Local from Fort Lee this morning. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.